Good morning. What I'm going to be talking about today, and thank you, Linda, for the readings, is something super personal for myself and probably for everybody else, which is fear. So fear is something that every one of us knows well. It can creep in late at night, and it whispers to us before we step into something new, and sometimes it even shouts in our ear when life feels uncertain. But God has given us an answer to fear. Scripture tells us that perfect love casts out fear. That's not just a nice phrase. It's a truth meant to shape how we live. Today, I want to share with you how God's love is stronger than any fear that we carry. Fear loves to label us not good enough, too broken, unworthy, but God's love renames us. Before Jesus ever performed a miracle, the Father said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And the same is true for us. Through Christ, our name is beloved, not failure, not mistake, but beloved. So when you start to hear the voice of fear calling your names, I want you to pause and remind yourself of the name God has given you. Say it out loud if you have to. I am beloved. Psalm 23 reminds us, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." Notice that it doesn't say we skip the valley. It says we walk through it, but not alone. Jesus never promised us a life without storms, but he did promise us his presence in every storm. That presence, his love, is what turns a dark valley into a place of strength and growth. So this morning I'm going to ask you, what valley are you in? Is it worry over your children, anxiety about the future, a battle inside your own heart? Wherever it is, hear the Lord saying, "You are not alone, I am with you." Love has the final word. Fear always paints the worst-case scenario. It tells us the story will end in defeat, but Romans 8 reminds us nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Not death, not life, not the present, not the future, nothing. The cross proves God's love. The empty tomb proves God's power. And together they prove that love, not fear, gets the last word. So when fear tells you the story is over, let God's love remind you it's not finished until I say it's finished. Here's a short illustration. Think of a child waking from a nightmare. The room hasn't changed. It's still dark. The shadows are still there. But when a loving parent comes in and sits on the bed, everything feels different. The parent doesn't have to chase away every shadow. Their presence is enough. That's what God's love does for us. He doesn't always erase every shadow, but his presence makes fear lose its power. Let me leave you with these three practices to carry into your week. Name your fear, then hand it to God. Say, "Lord, I'm afraid of this, but I trust you with it." Answer fear with scripture. Keep a verse close. 1 John 4:18, Psalm 23, Isaiah 41:10, speak it when fear speaks. Lean on each other. God's love is shown through community. Don't let fear isolate you. Call a brother, sister, pray with them, sit together with them. If you walked in this morning carrying fear, whether about your family, your health, or your future, hear this. God's love is not disappointed in you. God's love is devoted to you. His arms are open wide, ready to hold you in the very place that you're most afraid. Please join me in this prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you that your perfect love casts out fear. Thank you for renaming us beloved, for walking with us in every valley, and for giving us the assurance that love will have the last word. Strengthen us today to walk in courage, knowing that we are never alone. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. And in closing, let's not forget, today is Grandparents' Day. May we honor those who have gone before us and those here to guide us in love and faith. Amen.